go ahead, Ken. Right before the commercial, you were talking about you were right in the middle of something. So go ahead.
Well, just briefly, and I don't want to get in too much detail about what the Constitution says and what the courts have said about it. But in 1871, in the Cherokee Tobacco case, the U.S. Supreme Court said that a treaty cannot change the Constitution or be held valid if it's in violation of the Constitution. And so it has no legal effect whatsoever, and Congress cannot ratify or give its consent to any kind of treaty or agreement which is in violation of the Constitution. If they're intending to set up a Supreme Court or an international court, if it didn't judge United States citizens strictly under the Constitution, it would be unconstitutional and invalid ab initio. That means it would never have any effect. So if they're planning on this, they're going to have to plan and get rid of the Constitution, unless they believe they've dumbed us all down enough we don't know anything anymore. That's my thought.
Well, I think probably they feel they've dumbed us down enough that we don't know anymore. The Constitution, it seems like that our kids don't study it in school anymore. We don't understand what the rights, we don't understand the Bill of Rights, and we don't understand what the Constitution was written for, and it was written for the protection of the people. It's amazing. All the safeguards have been removed. Now we have not the separation of the three branches of power, but we've got compromise. You look at the compromise. You know, the Democrats were elected on the premise that they were going to bring that they were going to do something about if they got into majority and the power, they were going to do something about the situation in Iraq. Now they sound more like Republicans. They sound more like, my point is that I'm not Democrat or Republican, but the point is that they have compromised to the point now that you would think they were for all this. You know?
Hey, Carl, you know what? The Democrats did do something about that in Iraq.
Yes.
You know what they did? They rolled over and played dead fast their dog after a biscuit.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. That was good. That was good. Well, this thing with the North American Union and the push. In fact, I heard a discussion last night where they were talking about the infrastructure of our roadways, and they're saying that we need to do something better. We need to not rebuild the old highways, but we need to have new highways, super highways that would move the bulk of the traffic. And certainly that's what the NAFTA corridors are all about, if you look at the maps of those. But John, in Tennessee, it's sure been good to talk to you. And we've got another guest on, Alan from Mena, Arkansas. In fact, Alan was there when I made the statement that Bush would be a Trojan horse, and once he got inside the gates, he would. Alan, are you there?
Yes, I am, Brother Carl. Yes.
Well, praise God. It's good to hear from you. And we're discussing deception and the deception in this nation, and looking at some of the stuff that's going on. And I might take this opportunity right now to talk about the Mexican Constitution, or the Mexican immigration laws, excuse me, but not the Constitution. It says, this is just a summary of them, but it says, foreigners may not in any way participate in the political affairs of the country. This ban applies, among other things, to participation in demonstrations and the expression of opinions in public about domestic politics. Here we have the music coming again, and so we'll be back with Signs of the Times on RBN in just a few minutes.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on RBN. And we were just looking at this new regulations for immigrants. And equal employment rights are denied to immigrants, even legal ones, even those with green cards. Only citizens may serve in the military as officers on airline crews and chiefs of seaports and airports. Immigrants, even legal ones, may not be members of the clergy. That's an interesting one. Foreigners, legal or illegal, may not own land. Any citizen may arrest illegal immigrants and their accomplices, turning them over without delay to the nearest authorities. Foreigners, legal or otherwise, may be expelled for any reason without due process. That sounds pretty radical, but guess where that's from? That's the law in Mexico.
Brother
so I just
Carl,
thought I'd
I
throw
think
that in for some comments. That's kind of... Go ahead.
Brother Carl, I think the United States, I think George Bush needs to adopt that resolution there. It sounds real good to me.
I think that's a neighborly thing to do because we should reciprocate.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, Brother Carl,
go
I'm
ahead,
Alan Starr from Mena, Arkansas, not too far here from the Slick Willie Airport. And we are Full Gospel Mission Ministries, missionaries to the United States of America, to the backslid, lukewarm, New Age Churches of America.
That's a big ministry.
Well, it's pretty big, brother.
That's good. Ken, are you there?
I'm still here, Carl. I was looking
right
at what you said about the Mexican laws, and what we've done is interesting. I'm trying to think in my own mind what kind of amalgamation of laws there actually would be if we actually had a super, union of the three countries we now have, because they have such vast differences and such cultural differences. If I got a minute, Carl, I want to just kind of tell people a little about the history of Rome that they may not know, and I'm not going to do it in any detail.
You got it, brother. Go ahead.
Well, if we look at Rome at the end, we see a number of things. We see that that Rome had their armies everywhere trying to extend their power, right? And they had to finance that somehow, and they did it by taxes until people couldn't be taxed anymore. So you know what they did? They devalued the dollar. What they did was they shaved off small pieces of the metal, which was gold or silver, off the outside of the coins, and they used it to melt new ones. And originally their gold was, I'm going to say, 90% gold or 90% silver. It got down at the end to where there was only about 43% worth of gold or silver in a coin. So they devalued the dollar. Does that sound familiar? And then when that didn't work,
it
on top of that, they had terrible inflation. People were disgusted with things. Corruption was rampant. They had all kinds of homosexual activity in the Senate and everywhere else. And then what happened was some of the neighbors started moving into the country. The Goths and the Visigoths began to just move into the country. Now, when one or two people cross your borders, you know, that's not really considered an invasion. Those are just burglars, right? They're just crooks. But when a bunch of them move across, that becomes an invasion at some point in time. Well, what happens with Goths and Visigoths, which are pagan people, as they thought, had such a vastly different culture that they really couldn't be assimilated well, and it eventually brought down the destruction of Rome. And isn't that sound a lot like what's happening in our country today? We've got the devalued dollar. There's no gold backing at all for our dollar. There's rampant inflation. We got corruption all over the place, homosexuality spreading everywhere. And on top of that, we're being invaded by people from totally different cultures. And it's not just the Hispanics. There are other people coming across those borders, too.
Mm-hmm. Let me put something in there, brothers. You know, you can take a Iranian or a Iraqi or an Arab, and you can teach that rascal Spanish.
That's true.
And he can come across that border, and you know, he will be the terrorist that attacks this country. That's one reason the One World Order is leaving that border open, because I believe we're in for a big terrorist attack, and I don't think it's too far off.
I think it's real close. You know, it's interesting, and this may sound terrible to some people, but I like to make examples that kind of shock people. I grew up in the country. We just heard from a guy who's from Tennessee, lives in the country. Well, you know, where I grew up, there's lots of bears and cougars and wolves and coyotes and things like that. And I loved them all. You know, and I'd take care of them the best I could. But you know what? I never had them living in my house with me.
Mm-hmm.
Their culture was just too different. We didn't get along very well. So I like bears, but I don't like living with them.
Jim.
What's that?
I said, that's good, Ken.
Oh,
well. I live in the country, too, Brother Ken. Brother Carl's been out here a few times. Said, I tell you what we got here too much of. We got too many ticks.
Yeah. Well, that means that you got a lot of politics, right?
Politics.
I got something I want to... Yeah, politics. That's right. That's my assessment of what we got in Washington, D.C. Poly is plastic or polymer. It's an imitation. And a tick is a blood-sucking little varmint that gets on your dog. You put those two together, you get politics, and you send them to Washington, D.C., and they suck the life out of the country.
Amen.
Just throwing in something a little different here. This is in January of 2007, they published this. And they were talking, they were at a National ID Expo in Kansas City. And... they're talking about the microchips inserted into animals. And did the manufacturers know, or are they unwilling to admit, that research has confirmed that the implanted microchips cause cancer? They're finding cancer in the animals that have the microchips. And this is also with dogs and this type of thing. And I'm reminded of Revelation 16:2. Where it talks about that they got a sore. The people who had the mark of the beast in the hand got a sore, and so it's amazing here that they have now come up and say, and this is from the Institute of Experimental Pathology at Hanover Medical School in Germany. Reported on an experiment where the microchips under the skin caused cancer. 52 tumors were in the mammary glands located in the dorsal region, forming around the chips. All the others were. They talk about that. So I just thought I'd throw that in here just to give a little extra input.
I think the
Kenless, go ahead.
Yeah, I think a cancer
ahead,
probably Al. Is. I think a cancer probably is, Brother Carl, a grievous sore that won't heal.
Yeah. We sure talked about that in the microchip implant. Well, Ken, let's get back to deception and how we ended up buying into where we're at right now, and certainly the Bible talks about. He will forget our children, and I think our children are paying the price. Look at the deception that's going on amongst children right now.
Well, you know, a couple things. One is that if you look at the Bible, again, whether you believe the Bible is truth or not, because I know a lot of people don't, if you just look at the stories that are there, historical accounts, and you use those stories, that history, and apply it to today, you don't have to be a believer to understand what's going on. God wrote the Bible clear enough for you to find what you need to find in there. And I'm looking, you gave an example this morning, which I thought was a good one, which perfectly fits the illegal immigrant situation right now. And that was Joshua, remember? When God sent them into the promised land, he told them not to mingle with those other peoples, not to mix your cultures up, because it's incrementalism, it's compromise, it's a little bit of leaven. God knew that a little bit of leaven, somebody else's culture where they worship different gods, would destroy that country and the people. And Joshua was kind of the beginning of it. And later on, they hooked up with the Moabites and everything else. But when Joshua was deceived, as you said, they came with a good story. They came across his borders, and they said, you know, we're poor, and we need help, and our clothes are ragged, and he took pity on them. Well, isn't that what happened in this country? We've got people coming across the border saying, you know, I'm looking for work, my family's starving, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we all have compassion on them. That's not really the issue. The issue is that other culture, if it's allowed to remain among you, will destroy you. And so I think the Bible also gives you the answer. I shared it another time, which was Elijah. You know, Israel was invaded quite a bit every time she started going away from God, when she began to compromise. That's that leaven Jesus told us about. Well, one time an army kept coming in, and God kept telling the prophet Elijah where they were, and they would spring the trap. So they decided to capture him, and so they surround a city where he is, and God blinds them, and Elijah leads them into a trap. And he leads them right to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel says, well, should we kill them? And he said, no, you should feed them and give them water and so forth. Now, listen what happens, though. That was an invading army. They did not feed them and clothe them and then leave them living among them. Mm-hmm. They escort them back across the border. And that's the key. You can't have other cultures mingling with yours, or you're going to wind up with a compromised situation. Your basic values are different. And so if you're going to – how we got there, Carl, through deception, is that we started a little bit at a time. We trusted our human compassion more than we trusted what the Word of God said.
Let me insert something there, Brother Ken.
Sure.
You know, I compare the churches of the United States of America to the Laodiceans.
Absolutely.
You know, God, you know Jesus, you know, if it's red letter, brother, you can believe it. I know thy works. He says, I know your works, and I'd rather for you to be cold or hot, but if you're lukewarm, he says, I'll reject you. I'll spew you out of my mouth, see?
Amen.
And I believe that's exactly what's happened. The church is asleep, you know. Talking about deception, a good friend of me and Carl's, and you probably know him very well also, Brother Kent Hovind, talks about how much poison does it take to kill a rat.
That's right.
1% of 1%. Well, you start putting 1% of deception into the Word of God. How much deception, how much poison does it take to destroy your soul?
That's right. And the same thing happens in politics. That's why Jesus said, watch out for the leaven, right? That little bit of poison, that leaven, he said, watch out for it, both in political and religious, because in this country, the supreme law of the land, and many people like to talk about that, Romans 13, obey your leaders and so forth, really, the supreme law of this land is the Constitution, that a contract between we, the people, who established the government. And we have the same thing, I forgot your name, brother, but we need to go back to the Bible, we need to go back to the Constitution, start with basics.
Amen.
Amen. Well, here comes the music again, and this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on RBN, Republic Broadcast Network. And we've got another caller. It's Jeff from Massachusetts. And go ahead, and Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here, and how's it going? Now, as far as the...
Well, it's going good, Jeff. We're talking about deception this morning.
Well, speaking of deception, I was thinking about this, which is I live in a very liberal area of Massachusetts. Massachusetts itself is very liberal, but I'm near Boston. In fact, I even work in Boston, and there's a lot of deception in the Boston area. Now, I'll tell you what I believe is going to happen, particularly in the Northeast, which is when the judgments come on Boston in the Northeast, it's going to be because this country is simply reaping what it's sowing. You cannot have two men getting married, abortion, and bloodshed without reaping the consequences. That's out of Leviticus 18. Now, as far as microchipping the right hand or the forehead, I believe that, but there'll be intense judgment before that happens on this country, and what will precipitate that will be a nuclear strike in this country done by terrorists that God lets into this country. Ever since we've thrown prayer out of the public schools, this country is basically doomed, and the Northeast is the epicenter of that. What do you think?
Well, I think
you're saying some good things there. Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
Well, my only thought is I have to say that I agree with everything you said. The only problem is I'm not sure you're the epicenter. It looks a lot like the People's Republic of California ranks right up there, too.
Well, that's it. No, you're absolutely right. You brought a very good point. In fact, Craig Roberts on the Prophecy Club, on one of his videos, said this, that the most likely scenario that's going to happen to America, this is from a military expert, his name is Craig Roberts, he said that the Northeast and the West Coast will be destroyed by Russian subs, and foreign troops will split this country right down the middle and take the breadbasket. I believe that too, by the way, which is the Northeast and the West Coast. These are the communication centers of the country, and because the our enemies, the Russians, the Chinese, and the people from the Middle East, our enemies are virulently anti-Semitic, and they want to take over this country. Guess what? Our breadbasket is the crown jewel of this country. You see, and we have traitors in this country that are giving away this country. So you have a symbiotic relationship. And guess what? The people love to have it. So the people vote in these devils because the people want to have nice jobs, a nice home, a nice retirement, and could care less. Do you know that in my state of Massachusetts, people voted in Deval Patrick? Ministers have laid hands on Deval Patrick because Deval Patrick wants to bring home the bacon. Oh yes, I mean it's completely evil. I mean because people want the money. Look, Ted Kennedy's been getting voted in year after year after year because people want the union hack jobs. They want all these goodies, and who cares about abortion? Who cares about two men getting married? Who cares about illegal immigration? Who cares about runaway government? I mean, you know, let's just go to the bar on Friday night and get drunk. Who cares? And this is the attitude. Who cares about what's in the newspaper? And that's what you're dealing with here, you see.
Well, you know, it's right because
go ahead, Ken.
I think that's right. And what just flashed to my mind was that, you know, it used to be that we cared about other people and that we wanted to raise up our children. We wanted things to be good for our children. You know, that's why people went off to World War One, World War Two. I'm not saying they weren't deceived by what was going on. Some of us went to Vietnam and other places, Iraq and all that, because we thought we were actually fighting for the next generation, for our own children, our grandchildren. And I've got grandchildren. You've got grandchildren, Carl. But the truth is that now it's all about me first, so that everybody's hoping that they're going to live out their life in luxury, as this man said. But the problem is that some generation, it might be this one, isn't going to make it. And then they're all going to stand there wondering what happened, and they're going to have to look at themselves and say, if I had tried to do something to better this country for the people coming behind me instead of just letting it be a house of cards that's going to collapse, it's going to collapse on that generation someday. And I think this might be it.
Well, that's it, guys. And also, let me add this. You have a huge population of illegals that are predatory in nature. They have no loyalty to this country, and you have people who are citizens who have no loyalty to this country either, you see.
That's true.
We've got the music coming again. We'll be right back with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and the guests on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we've got guests on, and we were talking with Jeff and in Massachusetts, but also Ken is still on. Is Alan still on board?
Yes, I am, Brother Carl. Let me say just a little bit here, and then I'll just sign off.
Go
okay?
Ahead.
Well, brother, we're called. We know what we're right. called for. We're called to warn the people, brother, about the tyrant government that we've got, the one world order. But we're also called to change the hearts of the people. And I always like to go back to what Jesus said, back to these Laodiceans. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Well, brother, the church is blind. There's been so much deception come in through the different denominations and through the church that says they are the church, and you know which one that is. And so we know what we've been called to do, brother. And y'all pray for me. Pray for me and pray for our ministry that we'll reach out and be able to touch a lot of people and change a lot of hearts and tell them what's going on. Okay, brother.
Alan, we'll have you back on when you get a website up, too. We can let people know what it is.
Okay, brother.
And by the way, I want to talk about God bless you, brother, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, God bless you.
My
too,
website
brother.
Is it's www.trumpetmen.org. And if you, we've got the seven signs on there, a lot of information on the website. Ken and Jeff, let's get back to you and back to the discussion. Okay?
Yeah. Well, I want to follow up what Alan said.
Go ahead, Ken.
I mean, the ultimate deception for all man is, as he just said, you know, we all, the Church of Laodicea or any culture you want to pick, any society who thinks they're rich and have it all, It's like the foolish man who gained the whole world, lost his own soul. The ultimate truth is really God himself, and if we don't have that truth, if we don't understand it, if we don't know it, and when the Bible uses the word know in the New Testament, it means gnoskos, which is to know personally by intimate experience. If you have no knowledge, you just have information, you are deceived. And you look at, someone asked earlier, how do we get there? Well, we're deceived because we're only being told a little bit of the truth. I have one example, just one example. There was in the Northeast somewhere, four high school students that were just on their way to college, and they were friends. They were hanging out, you know, not causing problems. They were good kids. And all four of them got shot. Three of them were executed. One of them, apparently, there was a robbery attempt by three men or young people. They shot one girl in the face, left her for dead. They took the other three behind a school and made them kneel against the building and executed them in the back of the head. Well, you know, what we read about that a little bit. In the newspapers and stuff. What we weren't told was, as I understand it, that all three of those people who did the murders because the people resisted robbery were all illegal aliens and all members of the MS-13, one of the most violent gangs ever out of, I think it's El Salvador. So all the people coming across the border are not coming because they want to be your nanny or work in your yard or hardworking people. There's a lot of, besides outright terrorists, there's a lot of just criminals. You know, emptying out. If you were in Mexico, if you want to empty out your jail, send them across the border, what a great deal that is. So I think that we are deceived because we only get a piece of the news. So if you only read the newspaper, you'd have no idea how big MS-13 is, how it's spreading across the United States. I don't know if it's back east yet, but it's certainly rampant in California and even places like Idaho. So we're being deceived because we're only being told a part of the truth, and we are too lazy, which I think is the bottom line for deception. We're too lazy, too apathetic, too comfortable, as I think Alan said, wanting to keep, you know, not rock the boat. But we're going to have to rock the boat if we want to be free. You have to have correct information. You need to have the truth. And you're going to have to go and get it now because they're not going to give it to you. So that's my soapbox for the morning.
Ken, you know, freedom came at a price.
And, amen.
You talked about Vietnam. I was in Korea, and then I was in Indochina, and never once did I ever think in what I was doing. I got shot down in Indochina. I never thought, never questioned why I was there or what I was doing. And it seems like that since then, there has been so much deception, and even in the fact of Korea, and you know, we were in Indochina preparing for it to be Vietnam, and I remember I wrote my mother a letter and had it carried over to Clark Field in the Philippines and mailed off the base so that I could get her a letter that wasn't censored, and I told her that I was in Indochina and what I was doing, and a little while later, the captain called me in a couple weeks later, and he had a letter that my mother had sent to me. And she said, "Son, I don't know where you're at, and if you don't want to tell me, that's all right, but you're not in Indochina because the president has said we have no involvement in Indochina." So the 150 of us that were there and the 35 that survived were... we were not in Indochina. My mother she believed absolutely what the president said. And so,
well, Carl, I guess you must have been deceived.
Anyway, it's kind of...
Don't you think, Carl, you must have been deceived because you weren't there?
You know, boy, I tell you, that was a painful not being there, I tell you.
I have the same story, you know.
I was involved in
some operations in countries where we never were. I mean, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, we were never there. You can't get any medals for that. You don't have any of those. We weren't there. The government said we were not in those countries. So I guess I wasn't there either.
Well, you know, Ken, the only people that ever recognized that we were in Indochina is you can go to a French website. You put in Indochina War, and you go to a French website, and they give credit to the B-26 crews that came into Indochina to help the French. And so at least somebody recognized it. But our country certainly didn't. We were like people without a country. I didn't get paid for 5 months. I couldn't find my pay records after I came out of there. Anyway.
You know, again, you come back
Interesting time.
It is. You come back to deception. Well, how did your mom get deceived? She believed a man. When the Bible says, trust no man. You know, it's not that we have to be suspicious of everybody, but if someone says something that doesn't, you know, we have what we sometimes call gut feelings. It just doesn't seem to be right. We need to check those things out for ourselves. Yeah. You take a look at, I know my wife, for example, knows nothing about explosives or anything else. She happened to be watching, of course, like everybody else, on 911 on September 11, 2001. She saw that building come down, and she immediately said, without my help, well, that was brought down on purpose. It's just you couldn't fool the eye. Of course, that particular series of pictures was taken off the television and never shown again. But there's something about us that sort of lets us know when things don't smell right, when something's rotten in Denmark. When that happens, we owe it to ourselves and everybody else to go check things out for ourselves so that we are not deceived. Because if we make decisions based on partial truth and we're deceived, we're making decisions that are going to impact other people, our families and those around us. And we owe it to ourselves and to them to go find out the truth for ourselves.
Well, Ken, we look at so many of these things. You look at, the Waco and then the deception there and the downward firing machine guns in the helicopters was real. Those were things that that old rickety wooden building and the stuff going in. The people crowded up around the water tank trying to survive, and they said these were all, you know, people that had a death wish, and they all wanted to die. And so the garbage that came out of that, and finally, Janet Reno, gave the orders. But you go to Waco, you go to Oklahoma City, you look at the news reports of the explosives planted in the building, the explosives going off, and yet, they come back to one fertilizer bomb in a truck it just doesn't make sense. But if you look at the Khobar Towers, they were a forerunner of that, and they did exactly the same thing there. And look at the amount of explosives it took. So it's amazing. And But then going on to 9/11 and all of the different things that's happened, the Kennedy assassination, people are asleep. They're not awake. They're believing what they're told. And by the time the truth comes out, enough time has passed, they don't care. And so I think it's amazing. By the way, we've got Robert back on from Utah. And Robert, sorry you've been on and off a couple times, but we're glad to have you back. And why don't you go ahead and make a comment? Oh, is he off again? Okay. Well, back to you, Ken.
All right. Well, you know, you look at deception again. I like to go back to the Bible because that's a really ancient book and has a lot of history in it. So it tells us example after example after example of what happens when people are deceived. And when you see the deception going up, like you take Joshua, the story you told earlier, where he was deceived, later on you see that same story played out time and time again when the Israelites turned to other people, like the Egyptians, to protect them. You know, and what we also saw was that whenever God would allow foreign invaders, that is when there's enemies at the gates, it was always because there was enemies inside. And I don't mean people who are necessarily traitors, but people who were out for their own good, people who didn't have the best interest of the country in mind, people who were trying to, you know, fatten their own wallet, those kinds of peoples brought about the destruction from the outside. And that's the same way we see it today. Someone else was saying earlier, you know, that in fact, I think it's on your advertisements, that, you know, what we have now elected to office are people who are globalists, people who want to keep their power. You may recall that. Again, if you go back, right now we're all accustomed to seeing career politicians, like Ted Kennedy's a good example. I have absolutely no use for the man, but I don't vote for him. He's not in my state. But here's a career politician who I can find nothing of any socially redeeming value that he's ever accomplished. and yet he's elected time and time again. And what happens when this country is set up, it was very clear the founding fathers had wisdom to realize that power corrupts. And the longer you're in power, the more corrupt you become, the more you try to hold on to your power. And that's what's happening in this country today. We have career politicians in Washington and state houses and so forth. They are trying everything. They spend most of their time to get reelected, to attract money, to pass legislation that feeds the people who are paying them so that they can become wealthy, they can amass power. They no longer serve the people. We, the people, are the ones that are getting shortchanged because we have allowed this deception to grow that somehow they can be more effective if people stay in office a long time. And, yeah, they're more effective, but they're more effective for their friends and the people who support them, not for the people they are supposed to represent. So I think it's time for the people of this country to stand up and be counted. And I'm not suggesting overthrow. What I am suggesting is that just one guy had a great idea, and that was instead of registering either Democrat or Republican, back to that two-party system, which is the king of deception, nobody registered Democrat or Republican. And that will do is bring about a collapse of that two-party system and bring about, in a peaceful way, the people who have different ideas get a chance to be heard. Does that make any sense?
It makes sense. I think we ought to do away with term limits. Hey, we've got Ken from Arkansas on. Ken, let's let Ken come on for a minute. And,
amen.
How you doing, Ken?
Good morning, Carl. I've been listening for the whole hour to all of your guests and trying to get a feel of the program. As you know, my approach is always one of, is all of this being true, what are we to do? And as the other Ken said, it's time that we vote as register ourselves as independents, or maybe not even that, in order to show that the American public no longer has any trust in the system and wants to change. And also, you know me well enough to know that I always am wanting to look at the solution. In my book, I make a reference to Charles Dickens' book, The Tale of Two Cities, where he says, and my twist on it is, we are coming into the worst of times and the best of times all at the same time. This will be the church's finest moment, not something to be feared. Time is God's will in motion. So I am constantly wanting to turn our faces to Christ. Several of your speakers have done that. Your guests have done that, and you're always faithful to do that. I am now involved with another website that gets 14,000, 15,000 hits a day, and it's called the Tribulation Network, and it's carrying my articles plus a lot of articles of mostly having to do with end times and eschatology, and I just want to kind of plug that a little bit this morning, if you don't mind, Carl. The Tribulation Network, the-tribulation-network.com, or just do a Google search on the Tribulation Network and you'll quickly find it. It's another website that really covers your angle on the subject very well, as well as taking on now my angle on it. I just want to encourage all of your listeners, Carl, to not be taken by fear, but to be come all the more into confidence into the Lord Jesus Christ, that he wants to bring forth a church victorious, a bride.
Amen,
that is ready for him, one who has stood up not only socially, economically, and politically, but one who has stood up spiritually. One who is ready physically, mentally, and spiritually for the time we're coming into. I guess that's about all I really, really wanting to say this morning, Carl. Well, you know my.
Ken, why don't you go ahead and give us your website, would you?
Oh, okay. Arkhaven.
Go ahead and get.
Arkhaven, ARKHAVEN.org, www. ARKHAVEN.org. I'm really.
Thank you, Ken. And
go ahead. ahead, Carl.
Good to have you on and have your insights, and praise God for you, and I'll be talking to you.
All right, I'll listen to the rest of the program on the net. God bless.
All right. Ken, are you back? Is Jeff still there?
I'm still here, Carl.
Okay. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit more about some of these other... Okay, and Jeff is back. And Robert's back. Hey, let's have
Robert
back on for a minute, Ken. Yeah, Robert, how are you doing?
Good morning again.
Good morning. We keep dropping you off some way.
Well, I had you on my radio program in the Salt Lake area, and I now live about 2 hours out of Salt Lake, and there's been a whole lot of things going on right here in River City, and I thought I'd talk with you about that.
Why don't you hold that thought? The music is playing. We'll be right back with the final segment. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Sanders, and we've got Ken Little, and then we've also got, I believe, Robert's back on the line with us. And so we've only got a few minutes to finish up. Robert, why you were in the middle of saying something. Go ahead with that, and then Ken and I'll wrap up.
I'll be just as quick as I can. For the last hour, I've been trying to be a part of the conversation. But I've been driving through a couple of regions of mountain where I've been going, the signal I've been losing. For the last couple of years, I've been paying attention to a lot of these things. And from the radio station where I work at, there have been sources of really good information. One of your guests this morning already has been talking about how he had seen a vision, and in that vision he had been shown the attack that was about to happen on the World Trade Center. Here in the Salt Lake area, there have been many, many dozens, two dozen, three dozen people where that same kind of thing has been going on, and it began with one lady. They came to the radio station just as soon as I got off the air. They mentioned that the Lord had told them to come and see me. This young lady, 8 years ago, she had a near-death experience for 3 days. She was in a coma. And since then, right, it's one thing to have a near-death experience. Another thing, since she's come back, she now has no veil. And on a daily basis, she walks with the Lord. Imagine that. Can someone do that? So what I'm saying is there's major movement among, not from the top down, but from the bottom up, where the Lord is getting involved with young people here. A huge awakening that is beginning here. And you can go check it out yourself. So let me just hand out a website or two, and then I'll be done today. Publishinghope.com. That's publishinghope.com. You there?
Yes.
The next one is morningglory.com. That's morning, then a dash in between, and glory.com. Another one here, natoindiannation.com. That's NATO, indiannation.com. And take a look at those, you know, get your own impression. But what I've been seeing is how important it is that everyone have, that you and me, that we have a personal relationship with the Lord. And there's a huge stirring that's beginning here. And I see that this coming to the Lord all across this nation is how you will find your way through what's in front of us. Appreciate your work, Carl. Be in touch.
God bless you, and thank you, Robert, and we'll be talking to you again. Ken, why
yes,
don't
sir.
You wrap us up? We've got a little bit of time left, and we'll give that to you.
Well, I believe what Robert just said is so vastly important. You know, we don't have to have fear if we put our trust in Jesus. That's the real key, because he's in control of all things. We can safely trust our life and our future and our eternity to him. And yes, you can walk with the Lord every day, and that's the call for every single believer to do that. He doesn't call us to go to a building on one day a week and all get together and have a good time. He calls us to walk with him. And it's a safe and the best place to walk. Amen, Carl?
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Ken. This
Thank
is
you.
Signs of the Times with Carl Sanderson. And we'll be back next week. God bless you, and thank you for your time.
It's true.